You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 802 on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Our headlines, Astros look like... What did he call on yesterday with those little kids all around, though?
Well, he called Jordan Spieth a hot bag of ass.
A hot bag of A.
Because of his performance.
Little schoolgirls in their plaid skirts sitting there in fourth grade. And they all turned around and went, what?
He just That's some
now, rumor. You know what's being said at the Imani school? Hot bag of
no,
A.
No, they're saying some old white man was very reckless with his language is what they're saying.
Man.
They would never repeat that because they're good kids. But they just remember.
We don't know that for sure.
No, they're probably getting hot bag of A.
I'm going to say they've probably heard worse. But
No.
Yes.
That man was the worst they've ever heard.
They're not used to hearing it on a
that reckless
probably
call.
With headphones on. Like, I mean, hey, that looks like a man who shouldn't say that.
It's a unique combination of words to use, certainly. They probably haven't heard that combination of words.
No, they probably haven't.
No one has.
That's not really for the
hot
culture.
Hot bag of A? Who says that?
Lance.
Yeah. Apparently, Mahdi is okay with this.
I also say bottle of farts. You're like a fart in a bottle. Mm. You're as useless as a fart in a bottle. It's appropriate and it paints a picture, but it's also accurate. Like, there's no value of a fart in a bottle.
I don't know. People sell those, actually. There is value. You can buy those online.
Yeah, then it's just for gags. It's not
for
real
stuff.
Well,
no, but I mean, it has value.
Yeah, that's like right now. Like Joe Biagini. Joe Biagini was like a fart in a bottle. You know, it's like,
well,
hey.
That man was part of a no-hitter in Astros lore.
Joe Biagini was farting a bottle. Yeah, that's the fun little, hey, we got a no-hitter. Joe Biagini was an atrocity.
I'm looking at...
Maselli whizzes all over him.
I went to...
The missile?
Apparently eBay, you can buy vintage Dolly Parton fart in a jar for $30.
Dolly Parton wouldn't fart in a
How
jar.
Much?
$30.
It's vintage.
Vintage.
Somebody had to stick a jar up to Dolly's ass to collect the fart, she did it.
I'm assuming that's not something that actually happened. You can also buy liquid ass for $9.99.
You do what?
You can buy liquid ass for $9.99.
That's just something that smells terrible?
Yes.
You throw it in somebody's office?
Certainly. So there are values on stinky smells contained.
Contain stinky smells. Yeah, yes. It's like a gag. It's like, hey, Joe Biagini. Like, it's kind of like a gag. That's what I'm saying. It's a fart in a bottle.
Should you be talking about a grown man that way?
Huh?
Should you be talking about a grown man that way? That he's a fart in a bottle?
Well, that's just like, that's just an example.
You called that man worthless.
That's just an example. I get called that all the time in trash can emojis.
Understood.
Burning fire, all that stuff. You made me. You made me. I learned it from watching you.
I called you trash ass Lance. I never said you're a fart in a bottle. I see it's worth $5, a jar of leprechaun farts. Etsy is selling that for $5.
You see? It has value. So your whole...
No, that, it's a gag gift.
But it's still value.
No, I didn't say
that rocks have value too.
No, that if you knew my context of fart in a bottle, yeah, you get as... But it's a gag. It doesn't provide any actual... It doesn't provide any actual real tangible value.
For a fart, yes. That's
Dolly Parton's vintage fart.
You can get money for it, but it doesn't have a value to your own personal well-being.
You can get money for it. It has value. So
Dolly Parton farted. Apparently, Dolly Parton at some point said, hey, y'all, can somebody pass me that pickling jar over there? I need to dust one off here.
And this
Hurry, get the jar on. Get the jar lid on.
And this particular... jar is used. Working so apparently it's been used before. So apparently Dolly Parton's fart's been used before and then put back in. This is a used jar.
A used one?
Yeah, for $30.
They're just trying to see if... You know what this is? Two guys who are high, and one of them goes, what's the craziest thing? And they were talking about, you could buy anything on the internet. Anything. I'm not talking about dark web, dude. No. I mean, like, you could sell anything on eBay. Bet you couldn't sell a fart. I bet I could. If you say it's a celebrity fart, I'm actually going through how this probably went. Bet you could if you... I bet I could... If you make a celebrity fart, I bet you could. Like who? I don't know, probably a boomer would buy it. Like Dolly Parton. So you said to the Dolly Parton fart? What does she have to come there and do that?
Yeah.
No, you could just put it in a jar.
Air in a jar?
So Dolly Parton farted in a jar. No one's going to believe she farted in a jar. Matt, oh, really? Let's do this. I'll put a listing on right now. Fart in a jar, and you can do it. And then tell them it's used. Like, there's no way you'll be able to sell a used fart in a jar from Dolly Parton.
Want to bet?
Want to bet? So this is what this is. They're waiting for a bet to pay off. Do they have quantity?
How do you know they haven't sold them? Maybe there's multiple.
Is there a buy it? Oh, no. If you make one and somebody buys it, you'll make a million. You'll make 1,000 of them.
It appears to be just the one.
That's it?
So it's one of one?
One of one.
So it's an NFT? Is this considered an NFT?
I don't know.
It's gas. Is that a non-fungible token?
Alleged gas.
Well, okay, so if you make it an NFT, you buy it. Now you could sell it for $500,000.
You own it. Well, you may have to buy it for $500,000. Well, how much is it?
It's only $30.
It's kind of a bargain based on NFT stuff. There is a chance that could go up to $10,000 for no reason.
No, right. Exactly. You know what, Dell? Buy it. Buy now.
I'm not buying that.
Yes.
Buy it, Dell. You got a chance to make some serious money.
You buy it.
Don't you want an investment that can't lose investment?
No. I don't think it's an investment.
Don't you want to start diversifying your portfolio, Dell?
Dolly Parton, alleged Dolly Parton fart in the jar? Mm-hmm. I'll try something else.
What if you had one from like Adam Everett? It'd probably be it'd just be like, it didn't even really stink that much. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of just like, it probably came out like this.
Wait, how do you know how she?
He said Adam Everett's fart would sound like
that. Oh, yeah.
Adam Everett probably came out and just.
Why like, Adam Everett? Why did Adam Everett get into this?
I don't know.
Conversation with Dolly Parton, they're opposites.
Yeah, but I'm just taking it back to the Houston sports world.
Probably smells like.
I'm taking it back to the Houston sports world.
Who would buy an Adam Everett fart in a jar? Ask
Richard
you,
Justice.
If I told you it smelled like Sheriff Blaylock nachos and desperation, would you buy it?
No,
I want to see what. I'd be curious.
What if it was Tim Purpura's farts?
I don't.
Those.
Man, Lance will never forget what Tim Purpura said to him.
Yeah,
how many minor league games have you been to, Lance?
I'm like, oh, it's on now, Tim.
Oh, here we go.
Farts that smell like cheese dip and mayonnaise.
I've been listening to you guys for so many years, it's kind of hard to tell if you're being serious. Really talking about third round draft picks right now, or is this a bit? That's not the least funny bit we've ever done.
We're back to farts and jars. Everything's fine.
Yes. What are you talking about, Jason?
See, we're back.
Third round draft picks?
Well, this is all we have.
I don't know if you know. That's what Lance does for a living.
Yeah, but it's also all we have in
Sometimes Houston. We have to. That's right. That's all we can talk about, right, Jason? Third round corners, third round running backs. How about a fifth round running back, like Chuba?
That's where he's going?
Maybe. Maybe he goes that high. Oh. Yeah, running back coaches don't like him.
God.
Football.
The kid Zero was better than he was this year.
From potential alleged Heisman candidate to
2,000 yard rusher to like that. But
his whole offseason was. Well, and then he really didn't perform. I mean, he did nothing.
Well, when your offseason starts with a hostage video pretending that you and Mike Gundy are in step and then it didn't start well.
Well, and then not only that, though, he had holes. The 2019 in 2020, that left tackle was probably the worst player in college football.
He wasn't
football.
Good.
He was bad.
Yeah, he wasn't good. But
he was bad.
He's not going to get. I think your dream of a running back is not going to come true.
They got to draft a running back.
They got Mark for what? They got Mark Ingram. Oh, no, they may,
what
but not until late.
They got these guys for one more year,
but not until late. They won't draft it until I don't see them drafting running back until fifth round.
If Chuba's around in the fifth, okay.
I don't want Chuba. There's better than Chuba.
Not in the fifth.
We're trying to put Chuba. Why are you putting Chuba on us? We don't
want
your
fifth round.
We don't want your Oklahoma State left.
What are you talking about?
Left offs.
What are you talking? Left offs. What are you talking about?
What do you want?
A 2,000 yard rusher. You don't want that.
Last year, let me check.
You don't want
that
production.
Did he even play last year ahead of somebody named Number Zero?
Number Zero.
You don't even know his name.
I don't believe that's his name.
Agent Zero did play ahead of him.
His name was Brown, I think.
Was it?
John wants us to draft a player who couldn't even play ahead of somebody else on a bad team.
Oh, okay. They weren't bad.
Spencer Whitlock is the quarterback, Oklahoma, whatever his name is.
Spencer Sanders. Oklahoma State wasn't bad last year. Didn't they win like 10 games or something?
Yeah, no. Did they win 10?
Here you go. Khalil Herbert.
Up winning 9 or 10.
Khalil Herbert, better than Chuba Hubbard from Virginia Tech. I'll take him in the fifth round. All the running back coaches like this kid from Marshall, Brendan Knox.
I don't know. He went to Marshall. Yeah. I don't know.
So did
he play big time? No. He didn't play big time football.
Oklahoma State finished 8-3. They weren't bad last year, though.
No, they weren't bad.
How about if somebody said,
until they got to Oklahoma?
I can't tell if this is a bit when you're talking about third round picks. This is all we have in Houston. We don't have, that's our first round pick in Houston. Jason, this is our first round pick.
That's ugly, Neil. We don't say that.
Don't you want to? You could celebrate with the Dolphins fans when they take a guy. You can feel like that's your pick, right? You want to?
No, we're not celebrating.
You want to live through the Dolphins on that Thursday in a couple weeks?
No.
I mean, we could throw a watch party. Dolphins and Texans fans combined to celebrate the Dolphins pick. Maybe the Dolphins trade back and look how much draft capital they have.
Dolphins, please. Can we please stop talking about
this? Can Kyle Pitts wear a hat split in half that says Dolphins and Texans?
No, we're not doing house divided hats.
House divided jerseys?
We're not doing house divided hats or jerseys. How about DJ Lockdown says, Lance, where were these players going to be slotted? Jackson Planter, Trayshon Mitchell, and Breeshon Clawson. No, those aren't real players. So don't worry about where they'll be slotted. That's not a real question.
Well, maybe they are.
No, him and Death by Sexy, they do fake draft stuff all the time. Like they're
see
also
if they can catch you.
Like we agree with you, Lance, and they call themselves the Mockingdales because they do mock drafts like we're all part of a team together.
You're all draft picks.
And sometimes every once in a while the normies out there they'll respond to them like, that's not even possible. Like just don't respond to them. They're
why
not
are
real
making
people.
Fun of nerds like you.
They're
that's
not real
not,
people.
Do you think that's unfair, Del, or it's bullying? Is this a form of bullying?
I mean, maybe, but I think Lance can take it. It's not like you're talking about his food or something else where he'll get sent.
Yeah. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
If you're talking about his
We know what
D-A-B,
gets him. That's what
then,
I'm saying.
Then what?
Yeah, it's different.
About, oh my
I
God.
I think I'm going to bring a brisket in next week.
Sure
for breakfast.
Will.
What?
For breakfast. Yeah.
All
right. Hey, Lance, are you the next... KD, are you the next bitch?
Oh, I don't remember that. that was a guy trying to be clever and funny, and he was just terrible.
Yeah, and you go, but
and
you,
he told a joke, or he tried to get something off, and it was
pretty funny at the end.
I mean,
no, it wasn't funny.
Getting
funny.
You upset is pretty funny.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
What about the fell down? With the brisket.
Let's not do this, okay?
Okay?
Can we do something else? Can we talk about Texas Star Grill Shop? Listen, Rick and Michelle are awesome. We had a grill off at the church, and we got the Traeger from Rick, and it was spectacular. People, it is such a great smoker. It is so awesome. Our ribs were fantastic, and it was all because of Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got the best prices on Traeger, Napoleon, Big Green Egg, Weber, DCS. I got my DCS in my backyard. I love my grill. I did a rotisserie pork, big pork loin, and it was just turned out fantastic. All ready for your backyard grilling game, and you can take it to the next level. This is the time to buy. The spring sale is always awesome. They are going to give you the best deal. They're going to give you free delivery. They are going to give you installation. All four locations have their spring sale going on right now. You save money. They're the most knowledgeable people. If you're buying a grill, don't get it from a box store. You're going to get a better price. You're going to get installation. You're going to get delivery. It's the best. Now you're cooking with Texas Star Grill Shop. TexasStarGrillShop.com. TexasStarGrillShop.com. Tell them that we sent you, and we highly recommend. It is the best. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Let it bump, though.
You're listening to The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I had a question about matches, but before I get that, is Lance the new Kevin Durant, or is he the new Dan Orlovsky? I'm trying to... It's a hard time for me to...
Are you the new bitch?
Because he's going after...
Look at Dell make himself laugh.
That will never not be funny.
That guy's just got out of his lane. He tries to do a parody account of me that's not even funny. It's not clear, as you can tell by, I have a question for you guys.
I think his delivery is awesome, actually. It's very low-key, dry.
You never know what's coming.
Know what's going to come. And well, it's apparently
certainly got a response out of someone.
It triggered something. Oh. Is he the new?
Look, I don't know if people heard how funny it was.
Question.
You didn't answer his question.
Oh my God! What does Motti think about your potty?
I'm Kevin
lately?
Durant, an MVP.
Sensitive MVP.
Speaking of Kevin Durant, do you have this stuff? Did you see what Shannon Sharpe and Jay Williams both did?
Well, the Jay Williams thing, he got duped some time ago, and he's already apologized. Shannon Sharpe caught it just yesterday.
Shannon Sharpe. Oh, so there was a quote put on a Black Adam Schefter tweeted this out. Looks like Sharpe. Well, he got duped, but there was a picture of Kevin Durant
by what?
And LeBron James. Right. Okay, there's a picture, and it says this. People try to discredit my rings, but honestly, I feel like they're the most valuable of our era. People argue LeBron is the GOAT, but if I beat him in back-to-back finals, then what does that make me? Kevin Durant on his two rings. So that was a quote with a picture, with this picture of him with the ball and LeBron is covering. Okay. And on their show, what is this called? What is the
show?
The Shannon Sharpe
Undisputed,
called?
Right?
Undisputed. On Undisputed, here's what Shannon Sharpe
Jay had. Williams couldn't have been on.
Well, no.
It was
a different one. Shannon Sharpe had this to say.
Better than even LeBron James, but very few people were willing to go there. And then he like, because he said it, if LeBron James is the GOAT, I beat the GOAT twice and hit the shots in his building, what does that make me? It wasn't about where I would be better.
It's part of a longer discussion with him and Skip. But he got.
Yeah.
It's not a real quote.
It wasn't a real quote by KD. KD tweeted out, y'all drunk uncle out there lying again. When did I say this, Shannon Sharpe, with 1,000 question marks? And Sharpe got.
Yeah.
Jay Williams tweeted out that when was this? Oh, October 29th, he got in 2020. I got poor information this morning relating to a statement that was thought to come from KD. It was a fake tweet by a kid, and it wasn't true. I apologize and own this mistake. I have to be better and will be.
There was a Heat fan when Andre Iguodala got traded to the Heat last season, late in the season. He did something similar where he goes, look, Iguodala said, I'm now playing with the best shooter I've ever played with in Duncan Robinson. Everyone was like, what? You played with Steph and Clay. Andre, I didn't say that.
I didn't say it.
And it went viral because obviously it's inflammatory, but this happens a lot. That one I think reached a national level where I think a national account tweeted it, but never made it to TV. These have made it to TV.
Well, and here's the crazy thing is they don't come up with these topics usually. Usually it's segment producers come up with topics and show producers. So somebody took that quote, didn't have audio, just used it off of Twitter, and they don't double check that stuff. Like things like that don't get in a newspaper until it's sourced properly and you talk to two. The thing with new media and internet is anything that's put on a meme that's created with a graphic becomes real. Like if a kid makes a graphic that shows a picture of KD post, you know, with his back to LeBron with the ball, and then puts the words, a fake quote, right there underneath the picture, attributes it to Kevin Durant, puts it on a graphic that looks like it's a, you know, a well-done graphic. It could even say by SB Nation or whatever, and then sends it out. It becomes real. It becomes reality because people share it so fast, and then it makes its way to TV. Isn't that unbelievable? A whole segment. So did they ever go back and they won't go back and they're going to be pissed off. Shannon Sharpe will be pissed off, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
And say, how the f- do we have this? You're making me look like an idiot.
Whoa.
But then, no, I didn't say anything.
No, I know. But that's again, what with the say. Language, I mean, well, I'm going to have that talk with Marty.
He gets so, he's going to be, you're I would reckless. Be pissed off. I would be pissed
yes,
off.
Yes, but do you know what?
You look that bad.
Well, did you see what Art did to me? Apparently, I forget which golfer it was. Matt Wallace. He went into number four. On number four, he had a 33. They had a scorecard that, and Barstool tweeted it out. Matt, oh, I had him with a 32, so I must have lost money. I had him with a 32 on hole number four. And I went, what? A 33 on this hole? I went back. I looked up Matt Wallace. I'm like, he didn't do what? He parred that hole. What is this? What is going on? People are just trying to trip you up. Because I was going to
get fooled, though.
I almost did get fooled. And then I said, oh, it's Art trying to get me again. All right? Trying to make me look play the fool. But guess what? You're the fool for tweeting that, Art. That's what.
Should we try? See, I would do that, but it's probably irresponsible for us. Like, if we did that and tried to fool people.
No, but you used to be able to say we're supposed to have some pranks. Some credibility, yeah, even though I don't have a blue check
you
mark.
You can't just do that. I still will tell my wife a lie every once in a while to see if I can get her to believe it.
Right.
Because after all these years, do I still get her? And then once she does, I have to eventually say, that's not true. And sometimes I'll say things and she knows, and I just want to see if she'll let it go. And she'll go, that's not true. She can't tell because I'm a pretty good actor and I can really sell it. But, yeah, I'd love to do that on this show. Sometime I've done it to you before. I'll do that where I'll tell a lie and you'll go, that's a lie.
Well, yeah.
And I say, yeah. And
I let
you off the hook. I'd like to do that to the listeners, but then it will turn into a thing and then we'll get in trouble probably.
So you think it's a bad idea to directly lie to the people who listen to you and think you provide good
society,
information?
You're allowed to lie and lie a lot and directly lie. It's not really looked down upon. You can lie in today's society, right?
No. No, what? No, you can't lie.
We have to tell the truth. Well, you go with your own fact. Whatever your fact is the fact.
Yeah.
Well, whatever your opinion is.
No, you don't. That's not what we want to do.
No. No.
I mean, no. We don't want to be lying out there because then people won't believe when people don't believe anything I tweet anyway, so it really doesn't matter, I guess. Nobody. He doesn't have a blue check mark, so. I can't be trusted.
Our hometown nine has lost three in a row.
Is that a lie?
Spot the lie.
Okay.
Is it a lie? You know what?
Hello.
Three in a row.
Mm-hmm.
The bats have gone a little quiet. The pitching, not that great. At least, well, the pitching was problematic when Joe Smith was in a couple games ago. It was Zach Stinky. Kate showed up instead of Zach Greinke yesterday. And who was the game before that? It was who pitched in Saturday's game? Was it it was Urquidy?
Urquidy lost one.
Yeah, it was Urquidy. Then Zach Stinky showed up and he lost yesterday. You never had a chance with that. Got behind quick.
McCullers, Urquidy, and then
it was Urquidy and Greinke.
Yeah,
yeah. So. Your Houston Astros really need to pull out of this one. I really wanted to start clowning people so bad in this Don't Start No Won't Be None 2020 World Tour. It doesn't sound as cool when you're 6-3 as it does when you're 6-4 now. Oh, yeah, 6-4.
6-4 now. So.
Yeah, it sounded a lot cooler when you
were. Yeah, it was a lot better before.
And you lost, what, 4 of 5?
You've lost 4 of 6. Four out of five, yeah. You've lost 4 out of 5. That's not good. No. But, yeah, the bats are cold now. But if you win 6 out of every 10, you're going to have a great season. So, you know what? They're 6-4. We're okay. And now we beat the snot out of the Tigers again, and here we go. And we're off. 827 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 to get in here. We got a couple of calls. Let's get a couple of calls. I want to get to this Stephen A. thing with Kyrie, and it's about damn time, I think. Let's get BP in here first. Hey, BP.
Hey, fellas. The last segment, Lance said he doesn't lie to the listeners, and I really respect that about him. That's why I've donated over $50,000 to Eyelids for Kids, just because I respect Lance so much and that charity about how truthful he is. I've donated $50,000 to that charity.
That's well. We appreciate that, BP. Thank you for
donated my own eyelids. I had my eyelids taken off.
And you donated your eyelids,
which is a great sacrifice because normally those eyelids are kind of refurbished from the skin from
foreskins
from circumcisions. Right. So the fact that you donated your own eyelids is BP, a credit to you.
And BP. Because you trust Lance and he never lies, that $50,000 donation to Eyelids for Kids was well appreciated. And your eyelids, you didn't have to do that because they do use foreskins apparently from
elbow skin and eyelids off cadavers.
Okay. But don't, I mean, BP is totally into it, giving $50,000 and his own eyelids, but don't try that at home.
Mm-mm.
No, we don't recommend that. Cadavers. If you're dead, then you can donate your eyelids.
Put it on your
license.
Do you do surgeries on yourself? No.
Right.
You try?
No. So there's that. Well, we appreciate that. Yep, Lance not lying to the people is awfully important. It keeps his credibility. Keeps all of his credibility. Orlando wants to talk about the Masters, but who doesn't? What's up, Orlando?
Hey, guys. What's going on? I want to see how great the Masters was this year. I don't want to butcher the guy's name who won from Japan. Oh. I think the best way to honor that is to bring back male golfer, female golfer food.
Can I tell you how many
people
tweets
love that game
and texts and everything I got with Hideki Matsuyama winning?
Uh-huh. You got a brand.
I guess. I mean, we can't bring it back. My wife said no.
Can I ask you two a question?
What?
I choose not to pay attention when the callers call in because, I mean, is it worth it, really? But for you two who have to, how many serious calls do we get? Like, what's the average? Like,
it's relatively low.
It is low.
John asked a serious, like, draft question, which he's not really a guy who usually calls in and asks questions of. Like, that's not his brand.
No.
He's not calling in and asking draft questions.
He's usually complaining about
sports or politics or sports or something along those lines.
Yeah.
But it's not a draft.
Politics have seeped into his sports, and he doesn't like it.
Yeah.
That was a legitimate draft question he asked. Right. It was weird. I was like, what's the...
Yeah, where's the punchline?
What is this?
Is he part of that David and Ice Gelski?
What are they called again?
No. He's not.
Mocking Glades? What are they
Mockingdales.
Called? Mockingdales.
So do you have I don't know that a high percentage of our calls are real. I think it's about 50-50 now. Now, if we talk about Rockets, we used to...
Yeah, or James, we would get calls.
James is
individuals real. Get calls. Like, if we talk about Deshaun or James, we'll get calls.
Yeah.
Serious ones.
And sometimes too serious.
If you leave it open.
Yeah.
Like, right now, if we were to talk about Astros, there's not a lot of jokes you can make about the Astros, really. That's not the... I don't know. I mean, there's stuff to talk about. It's standard
what was
Astros
joke
stuff.
Was, did you see that lineup that Detroit put out yesterday?
Yeah, that beat the Astros.
That beat the snot out of the Astros.
Mm-hmm. The jump the Astros quick.
Holy crap. I didn't recognize one guy, Scope from Baltimore, that's old over there now. There's nobody on that team. Holy crap. And you got your ass handed to you. That's embarrassing for the city. It was an embarrassment last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this should be a team that has more pride, okay? Losing to the Tigers like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm being a little
harsh. How about the pride of the Rockets?
Maybe I'm being a little harsh.
How about the pride of the Rockets?
Get some damn hits again. When are you guys going to wake up?
What are the chances if you give up 81 points in one half to another basketball team that you cover?
No. That was unbelievable.
That you lose now, by less than double digits.
No, that's too much pride.
Still lost.
Now, maybe the Rockets can give some of their pride to the Astros.
Here's a real question. I believe this to be a real question from Chris. Chris asked earlier, much earlier in the show, he said that, pull it down here, that he likes basically making fun of the Rockets as much as the next guy. Where is he? He said, I love making fun of the Rockets as much as you guys, but do you see anything that might resemble a new core for the team? See, I just think that we're getting way. Remember, this is a team that's won 14 games. So before we go getting all excited about this new core that can't win any games, Christian Wood obviously is there. Realistically, now let's say the core for the Rockets 3 years ago was Chris Paul, P.J. Tucker, James Harden, and Clint Capella, because that's who it was. And we can throw in Eric Gordon if you want. Those five, right? I think, Ariza was here. Okay, no, I'm not going to say Ariza. Let's just say Clint Capella, Eric Gordon, James Harden, and Chris Paul.
Okay. All right.
Now look at this Rockets and tell me who fits into that mold.
Christian Wood.
I think that's it.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kevin Porter's got a chance to be a rotational player.
Olynyk is just a guy who's having a nice little run.
Kevin Porter is showing more and more and more and more that he is an NBA player.
No, Kevin Porter has NBA game. Well, I mean, he's drafted like it.
Yeah, but he didn't. Now he's showing it.
I don't know about Kenyon Martin Jr., Jayshon Tate. I mean, these are guys on the bench.
No.
Core players. Serious core players.
Well,
I don't know. I don't know that there are really core players other than Christian Wood. I mean, it's definitely not. Kelly Olynyk is having a nice run.
Well, he's a
John
piece,
Wall is not
though.
A future piece.
I think Kevin Olynyk is a rotational guy on a good team.
Yeah, he would be in your rotation on a playoff team.
Yes.
Yeah,
he was last year on a finals team.
Yeah. I mean, other than that.
But that's not what you're looking for as the Rockets. That's not what you're looking for. You're looking for dudes.
Yeah.
Rotational pieces on a good team is the furthest thing from what the Rockets are.
I mean, wait, what you've gone from, I mean, this is a 100% turnover, though. This is 100% turnover. So thinking that, you know, you're all of a sudden going to have, I mean, how long did it take for the Warriors to draft all those guys and put that together?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I don't know if he asked it as in, you know, they fought back and they had some good performances yesterday in so doing. Or if the question's meant to ask, do you even see any core players?
Yeah.
I don't know how he's asking the question.
I do. I see two.
Christian Wood.
I see Kevin Porter too.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No. Well,
as Eric Gordon type.
As hell, dude. I mean, he can go one. Listen, you got a guy that can win one on one in the NBA. He does. If you look at his stats, he is turning into a bona fide NBA player, the bona fide NBA scorer.
There was never a question about his ability to go get a bucket. It was always about maturity, and that's why he was drafted late in the first round. Well, one of the reasons Cleveland said, beat it. We got enough young guards. We don't need to deal with
you. So is this just a case, though? Now, he's only played in the league 2 years, but is this a case of a guy, the old Jeff Van Gundy, somebody's going to score on a bad
No,
game.
He can win. No, well, you see him.
You talk about his stats. Let's look at his stats. He shoots 42% from the field, 26.8 from three. He averages 3.5 turnovers per game to 6.6 assists. So not even 2-1. And then 15.4 points per game.
6.6 and 2.8 is more than
3.5.
3.5 this year.
Oh,
3.5 turnovers to 6.6 assists.
Okay. Yeah. He is
he's a young player.
He's also 20 years old. He'll be 21 in May.
But you see flashes of really good.
He has talent. The question is, can he be a core member of a good basketball team, or is he just a guy who will fill up the stat sheet with kind of inefficient numbers? I mean, let's be real. This is inefficient.
No.
Shooting percentage,
but he's also out there on an island a lot.
Yeah, there's not a lot of help on that team. It's just a collection of guys. It's a collection of guys. That's why I'm not sure. But, I'm willing to say that Porter could be that guy. I'm willing to say Kevin Porter could be that guy. Let's see how it plays out. It needs to be better than this, though, in all those categories. And then the other thing is...
His thing is he's a good shooter inside of two. Now he's getting to the bucket. He's at over 54% inside the arc. It's just that when you take almost six threes per game and you shoot at...
Yeah, that's a good point.
It drops your percentage way down. There's another guy...
He finishes.
Yeah, his two-point percentage, you're right, 54%.
He finishes.
Yeah, he's just a guy who's... because of the way the game is played, it's taking a lot of threes.
What? Maybe he learns, like Russ did, I got to take fewer threes.
Or he just takes better at it. Or he takes better threes. How many of his threes are coming in isolation and stuff like that? Now, with the ball in his hand so much, that might just be a thing. But if he becomes more efficient three-point shooter, you'll see those efficiency numbers go up. And then it won't look so poor when you start looking at some of the counting numbers for him. I think he's a guy you lean on and hope in a time where you're not expected to be good. And he's only 20. When the next season starts, he'll be 21. So you just hope the development continues.
No, you see flashes of really good.
People were so intrigued by him.
Yep.
It's just all the off-court stuff was one of the reasons he dropped to 30 and why the Cavs are like, we're not going to do it.
What do you want the EFG percentage from a shooting standpoint? What do you want that to be?
I wouldn't know analytically what the number should be. I mean,
that's effective field goal percentage. It's taking the threes. It's combining the threes with the twos into one percentage. Because his was 50% last year. It's 48.3% this year. I want to know what is considered the benchmark for that. I'm just curious what the benchmark is.
I mean, I'm just looking at. I'm just trying to find, I guess, a guard who handles the ball a lot, who's really good at it, just to make a comparison. For example, an elite player like Seth Curry, his effective field goal percentage is 62.6. And he's one of the best players in the world. Christian Woods, he's not a guard, but he's over 62. A guy like Rodney Hood is at 60.8. So I imagine you want to be in that 55 to 60 range if you're talking about elite, really good at it.
So 55 is probably, I'll text.
Yeah, you have to find out from others.
The Miami Heat had the highest EFG at 55.24% in 2013.
Teams don't care. Teams care about EFG.
Yeah.
Analytics departments care about EFG. That's true shooting percentage, basically, for how, from an efficiency standpoint.
2-point field goal made plus 1.5. 3-point field, 1.5 of 3-point field goals made over field goal attempts. So it's
like a guy like Dame Lillard, that he's ranked 78th, but I mean, you're including guys who play around the rim quite a bit. But as far as a guard, a guy who handles the ball a lot, he's at 56.1, and no one's going to question Dame as a player. So if you get in that range, then Kevin Porter is an elite player. So who knows how long that'll take. But he's certainly a guy who you can say, we took our shot, didn't cost us very much, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, no, I love that. I love what they did. And he's better than they have now. I'm just saying, the question was, is it a core? Is he a member of a core of a good team?
I don't know yet.
Still very much up for debate. This is a 14-win team. So I think it's still very much up for debate. We know John Wall is completely, he has no value. John Wall has no value for a good basketball team any longer. He gets paid $1 billion and just shoots shots. There is no impact on a game other than from time to time. But over the course of a season, John Wall cannot help a team win to be a winning team.
Right.
And Russell Westbrook right now, are you looking the numbers at Russell Westbrook? Who pissed Russell Westbrook off? Because now, when Russell gets pissed off, he does stuff like now. 31, 21, and 17.
They just won last night at...
They're winning everywhere now.
They beat the Jazz.
Are you watching what he's doing?
It's ridiculous.
They won at Utah. Where Utah hadn't lost in how long?
Russell Westbrook is beating the brakes off of people. He's coming up with 18 assists. He had 21 assists the other day. And 17 rebounds.
They're still a bad team, but they're a couple games out of the play-in. But, yeah, he went for 25-14-14 against the Jazz yesterday.
Yeah. I didn't even look at the box score on him. 25, you know, just one of these 25-14-14 games. And we're talking about, well, you know, Kevin Porter. If Kevin Porter can remember when I used to play for y'all? 25-14.
Well, Russell Westbrook is a multi-time All-Star and was an MVP.
Well, John Wall, after he makes a three to cut it to 16.
Pounding his chest. Is that what he's doing?
Pounding his chest. Russell's got 14 assists at the break. 11 rebounds. Well,
and he's still shooting.
And John Wall's 5 of 20.
He's still shooting really poorly.
That's what he does, though, Dell. You can't score if you don't shoot.
Well, that's
Thank
true.
You. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
845.
I learned that from Hoosiers.
845 ESPN 97.5.
You know what else I learned is that Generator Supercenter, the business is so good for them that they want you to be a part of it. And here's what I mean. No, they're not looking to, you know, sell stocks to you. They want to give you an opportunity to work with them and work for them. They have a lot of installations they're doing right now. Obviously, a lot of people were woken up to the fact that losing your electricity during a hard freeze is terrible. It can be deadly. And not only that, it's really not great when you lose it during the summer in the middle of a hurricane or a tropical storm or just when a transformer goes out. And so more and more people are looking to get the freestanding, the automatic standby generators from Generac, and they sell those at Generator Supercenter. And a lot of people are calling. A lot of installations are being done, so much so that they are hiring right now. So if you are interested in working for them in terms of installations and handling that, or maybe you're in the sales side, or maybe you're a helper for installations, you're somebody who has some skill and you'd like to work in that department as well, make sure that you contact my friends over at Generator Supercenter. It's a booming business right now, and they have openings. So why wouldn't you get a hold of Generator Supercenter and see if that could be something where you could make some money as well working with Generator Supercenter? Go to the website, GeneratorSupercenter.com, and make sure you get a hold of them and find out if this could be your new profession with Generator Supercenter.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
848 ESPN 97.5. You know, I don't, you know, EFG is awesome, I guess, but there's no standard that I would rather have Jakob Poeltl, who is seventh in the league, over Kevin Durant, who's 21st, and Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's 22nd.
How many shots does Poeltl take?
And 30, and LeBron James is 35th in the league.
Yeah, but you're overdoing that. How many shots does Poeltl take?
Well, no, but is there a minimum? Joe Ingles is number one. He takes shots. So does Rudy Gobert. Yeah, he's two.
Yeah, that means it doesn't mean they're the best players. It means that Joe Ingles is
about...
No, I know,
but if this is such an important stat, LeBron being 35th in the league.
Joe Ingles is part of one of the best teams in basketball.
Yeah.
And it's because he's playing well. This is a tried and true number. It shows, it gets towards efficiency ratings.
Well, Jared Allen is on the Cavaliers, and he's fifth.
Jared Allen is better.
There's certainly some
well.
Context because you have to look at where your shots are coming from.
Yeah, great players take harder shots, more of them, too.
And Ingles is shooting almost 49% from three, so that certainly is going to help his number.
It's a huge advantage. Good three-point shooters have a big advantage.
Yeah. It just depends on, like, that's why I was trying to find a guy more comparable to Kevin Poeltl because there's a lot of guys.
I know, it's just metrics, but it's not a metric that is...
You have to find like guys who are doing things and find out what their numbers are and hope that he reaches that level.
PER is the one that is the ultimate. I mean, PER is that's the one that people look toward as. But EFG tells what you're – if you're a high-volume shooter, like for example, an EFG would take a look at Allen Iverson and say, not that effective a field goal percentage. That's just a high volume shooter.
Yeah, right,
EFG
right.
Really all it does is say, what's the quality of your shooting? That's all it is, the measure of quality of shooting. It's a good metric. It really is.
Well, like again, Kevin Durant is 21st on this list.
Well, that's fine. So, he's also a volume shooter. And it's just the context. It's not that's why the analytics dorks. You don't just You don't just sit on stuff like that. You put it in context. You use it in context if you need
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
And then you compare it to what what he does on an annual basis. Where does it compare to what he usually
and
does?
And it doesn't tell you clutch. It doesn't tell you close and late. It doesn't give you any of that. It doesn't give you contested. It doesn't give
you... No, but you can also look at their EFG in those situations, too. You put the you combine the filters, and you can find out if somebody maybe plummets and gets tight in the fourth quarter or in close and late if
yeah,
they're
effective
field goal percentage.
James Harden's not even on this list in the top 100 in the league.
That's because he shoots some bad step-back threes, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, we
he's
know.
He's a high-volume three-point shooter. Those are not going to... Unless you're a high make percentage...
Well, yeah, Duncan Robinson is on here.
Yeah. It's for quality of shot.
And it's plus, that's all Duncan Robinson takes, and he's over 40%. So if he's taking 12 threes a game, and that's all he's taking, and he's making 4 to 5 per game, his EFG is going to be higher.
He gets field goal percentage plus 1.5 times his three-point percentage.
Yeah.
So if you're a good three-point shooter, you're going to grade out here. Or if you don't take any threes.
Yeah.
And you have a really high field goal
percentage.
Like
your Rudy Gobert or something.
Like Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Right. But.
It's just one stat.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Is it cheating that Trevor Lawrence already has a playbook?
No. What do you mean cheating?
Is it, well.
Is there an exam?
Well, no. I mean, should he already have a Jags playbook?
Well, what's the difference?
Sure.
I mean,
yeah.
And
yeah, that's not.
What,
that's
should Wilson have a Jets playbook?
Sure. Wilson could have a Broncos playbook if you want. I mean, if you want to be stupid enough and give a guy
who you're not going to get
a playbook, who you're not going to draft,
you can give anyone a playbook.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean, you're not giving it to him unless you're drafting him. So maybe the Jets should step out and say, "Hey, here's our playbook."
Yeah, Jets won't commit fully, but I've heard Jets are definitely going with him. But
yeah,
they're trying to smoke. They're trying to pump some smoke right now.
Trevor Lawrence is getting wedding gifts from Jags fans. Congratulations!
Congratulations! Someone bought him what, a $300 toaster or something?
Is that what they bought him?
I thought I saw his register. That story came up like he got a toaster that was kind of expensive. You know what?
That's a nice present.
I get it, but you're Jags fans. You're going to buy his jersey that's going to cost you $100-something. You're probably going to be really enthused and get season tickets. You think this man needs you to buy him a toaster?
Well, she tweeted it out. Dilla? Is that her name?
I don't know her name.
She tweeted out, somebody want to buy me this toaster?
And someone bought it.
And somebody bought her the toaster.
Trevor Lawrence may have to go, look, in a couple weeks, I'm going to be worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't need to solicit toasters. Maybe don't. In fact, considering what deals I might have already on the table as far as sponsors, maybe we don't ask for the toaster. We're not the actual college kids, the normal college kids that we used to be anymore.
Right. We don't need the toasters.
Yeah. You don't have to solicit money for the toaster. Yeah.
We're gonna be okay with that. We'll be able to buy a toaster, honey.
Have you seen the houses we're looking at?
Yeah.
You don't need to ask the fans for a toaster.
So Trevor Lawrence is married. He's off the market, girl. So y'all just going to have to find another guy. 713-780-3776, the number. Headlines last night, Astros lose, Rockets lose. That's good and bad. There's good and there's bad. AJ Hinch made his way back, talked about the cheating scandal. He apologized for it once again. Stephen A. is kind of sick of Kyrie Irving. That happened yesterday. Kyrie Irving sitting out again because of personal reasons.
Is Kyrie Odell Beckham?
He won a championship.
Well, but other than...
Well, but he...
With LeBron, you mean?
Yeah, but Kyrie hit the big shot.
Cool, but is he, forget about your championship, everything else then, the other 99 things to look at, is he Odell Beckham, where everything is about him, he's not reliable, you never think he's completely dialed in on the football team?
Yeah, I don't know that. I think Kyrie
ancillary
is more,
stuff.
I think Kyrie is more when he's there, he is... I think
he's
more
really
valuable than Odell still needs to depend on somebody else. Kyrie Kyrie will deliver. Kyrie is a good, good player.
No, he is, but do you not get the vibe? Do you, Dell, get the vibe that those two are similar?
I think Kyrie
at all?
Will be there for the postseason. I think
well, congratulations to him.
You got it. Yeah.
That he'll actually show up for playoff games.
Yeah. But here's Stephen A. talking about Kyrie.
What the hell is going on? You only played 20 games last year in Brooklyn. Okay, you didn't play in the bubble. Then you come out of, you know, you didn't want people to play in the bubble because you wanted folks to focus on other issues. And it turns out you got your own issues, whatever they may be. And so we wish him and his family and everybody, nobody's wishing anything negative about them. Nobody's doing that. We all hope that everything and everybody is okay. But I don't recall Kyrie at any point saying, here's your money back. You know, you don't have to pay me. But you're missing games at your discretion. I mean, how many personal days do you need? You don't play every day. You got 72 games this year instead of 82. You only played 20 out of 72 last year. What the hell is going on? Where you're just missing games.
It's hard to argue that whole point.
It's inarguable.
Yeah.
Kyrie is, and you know, and Stephen A. has to do the old cover yourself.
Cover your ass.
We don't want his family because he knows the people. You don't know what's going on with that man's daughter, or you don't know what's going on with that man's mom. She could have been kicked in the head by a wolf. Like, what? What are y'all talking about? So you don't know, you know. So he's got to do that, and then he can lay into him.
Right.
With the truth.
If there is something the last time Kyrie was on with some politician, female politician in some other state.
He was at birthday parties. Come on, yeah. We know what this is. Kyrie doesn't want to play.
So he laid out the 20 games, only 20 games he played last year. Currently, the Nets have played 53 games. Kyrie has played 38, so he's already missed 15. We'll see how the rest of the year plays out. We talked about this before with Kevin Durant and his injuries. Now he's back. Look, all the Nets really care about are titles. I mean, they're actually being lauded by NBA nerds for all the experimenting they're doing with guys being out because, you know, the goal, because they're so good because of the talent, they can do all these crazy things to get ready for the postseason. But Kevin Durant was injured, did not play last year, and I think it's just gotten over 20 games played this year. If you're the Nets owner, clearly winning a championship will kind of soothe some of this stuff, but you got to be like, how much am I paying these guys for not playing? Like, he knew going in that the Kevin Durant thing would be a year where he wouldn't play. You still want him because you want to have him on the roster for the next 3 or 4 years. But this, how much money is he doling out to Kyrie and Kevin Durant for them not to play?
A lot. Kyrie is a problem. Like, Kyrie is his emotionally. He can just go, I need a private day. I need a personal day. It happens on the heels of him being ejected for a game where he and Dennis Schroeder got into a verbal altercation. Used to keep playing if you got into a fist fight in the NBA. And once they broke it up, you just kept playing. That was back in the day. Mm-hmm. But now verbal altercations can get you kicked out. Like, that's it. Enough with the rough talk to each other, boys. You're both out of here. But seriously, like, Kyrie Irving is just, he'll just take a personal, like, yeah. Am I mentally, this is when you think too much of yourself, when you're so into yourself, the narcissistic behavior, like, right now my mind doesn't feel right. Like, I don't feel like I'm where I need to be as a human.
Right.
And it's better for me to feel, I know how my body and mind reacts.
It's funny, that's the whole sports world now. There's no commentary I'm making.
It's not about team.
But all the Minnesota teams took off yesterday.
Right, but it's not about team. It's about individual. Yeah. Well, that's a different thing. No, I think individualism is like, I know when my mind needs to be right. You know, the Steelers had a little bit of an issue with Troy Polamalu, believe it or not, in that he needed everything physically to be perfect with him. Or he wanted to take days off of practice. And it wasn't because he didn't love football, but he was just like, super aware of his body and all that stuff, and that's fine. Troy Polamalu was a baller. Like, he played and was a baller. Yeah, he was just kind of a weird dude. Right. But this idea that you're such a special flower,
right?
that needs its own water and this. Well, like, at what point do you do things for your brothers
Kyrie
on the
took
team?
Took off because the these Capitol was raided.
I know. These are my brothers. I want to continue to play.
What did that have to do with Kyrie? 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5, 713-780. Greg, we'll get you on the other side. He wants to talk about the Dolphins. Is this a Dell plant here?
No, Greg calls in quite a bit about the Dolphins.
But who cares? We got clarity on the Jag situation, toaster situation. So we can straighten that out on the other side. But right now, I'm straightening out about your hair. If you're watching on Twitch right now, which you probably are, just to see, you know, what my hair is doing today, it's really great. And it's all because of Doc Linville. He is spectacular. Played golf with him last week. Going to play again because he's a lot of fun. Doc is great. You will love Doc. You will love the whole process. You'll love the system. You'll love everything that is going on. And Doc is turning into, he really is turning into the city's best hair replacement guy. I mean, it's replacement. It's hair movement. It's, you know, go from the front side of your and back of your head to the top of your head. It's awesome. You're looking for the best way to move that hair because you've got that bald spot or you're balding and you need to talk to Doc because you just don't want that. You don't want to live your life like that. I get it. I didn't either, and I got Doc. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.